AACW. This is CSXWY. Is my radio transmitting by itself with no audio? CSXWY on statewide one, listening for a call.
Well, that one heard you just fine. N8ZC.
NHCAF. As a matter of fact, it did do a couple of them for a few seconds before you came and threw out your call. The red light button is not going off. K1 all by itself. And I don't know if it was trying something dead air. There's no voice. I wasn't using it. But the red light came on. Yep, it is definitely still doing it. I would suggest that you turn the radio back off and turn it back on again. Pretty poor. I'm going to go downstairs. Oh, here's my 878 right here. I'm going to turn this one off and test it again later. Won't bother the repeater that much. Thanks again. This is SXWY, Cliff, at NHCAF. K8BCW. BCW, this is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee on Statewide 1.
WHB.
Hey, Walter. My 11:30 starts here in a few minutes. I don't think it's going to take all that long. As soon as it's over, I'll get out here and tell you I'm rolling.
Okay, I have to stop at the Subaru dealer and pick up Marianne. She's going to be with us as well.
Roger. All right, we'll see you there. So let me know when you're if you're early or late or something like that. But I'm anticipating my meeting will probably be about 15-20 minutes tops. So I should be able to make the 12. No problem. I'll shout out here. I'll be in a few.
Okay, we'll talk here. She's got to get her oil changed, tires rotated, things like that. And if I go to the engine house one more time without her, I might get disowned.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Sounds like a plan, then. MXG, testing a hot spot.
Okay. Any of your questions? Sounds like you're getting through. It's interesting. I originally connected through the Ethernet, and then pulled the wire off the Ethernet, and the manufacturer alleged that it will automatically transfer over if you're set up through your cell phone or whatever, and it did. So I'm testing it, and it worked. Appreciate your response.
Ah, congratulations. Nice work. That's not something I've tested with my cell phone signal yet. Because I just have very poor service at my house. So, yeah, nice job.
I'm prepared to stick this in the car, hook it up to the battery, and just go as I go, and might be able to connect better than the last time roaming. We'll see what happens. Anyway, thank you for your response. It's good to hear your voice. KCAXG, Claire.
Hey, just one suggestion on that, Paul. You don't necessarily have to connect your hotspot up to your battery. You could simply connect it up if you have a USB port in your car. Your power supply cable might already have a USB-A end on the plug, or plug it into a cigarette lighter. That should work, too. And if those items are shielded, potential noise from the ignition or something like that, then it's a good way to test it before you take the time to wire it into your battery.
That wasn't clear. I have a battery pack, and I have, as a matter of fact, I have a couple of battery packs. One I use to operate the dash camera, and the second one I'm going to use to operate the hotspot. I don't hook anything up to the car anymore because it seems like it picks up a lot of noise. But yeah, that's a good suggestion. I appreciate it.
Okay, I understand what you're going to do then. That makes a lot of sense. Well, good luck, and if I'm around, I'll be happy to test it with you if you want to give it a drive.
Always, I appreciate that. I'll give you a bump when I start out in the morning and tell you how I'm progressing and see if anybody else will respond, too. Have a good day, KC8MXG Clear.
Hey, please be.
NATZG, KEAWOJ, you're loud and clear. Sorry, Steve and I didn't get any audio out of that last one. Maybe I'm not getting out either. KEAWOJ.
KEAWOJ, this is NHCA. What's going on, Rick? This is a pleasure at this end. Yeah, you're getting out. I heard you just fine.
Cliff, how you doing, young man? There, good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you too, Rick. And to Paul out there, yeah, I heard your last transmission. You're coming through just fine. So what's been going on, Rick?
Not much. Just trying to behave and continue getting up on this side of the grass every morning. Same old thing, I guess. How about you?
Well, I woke up breathing. Can't complain about that one. I'm just getting some stuff together for this weekend's activities on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I heard, you know, I knew they had the SETs on the, in the spring sometime, but I didn't know when. I just found out this morning it's supposed to be Saturday, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. And, I'm sorry, I've forgotten. I didn't get any audio out of that last one, but Cliff heard you, so it must be something going on my end.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows, because sometimes I'll see people key up and it'll be on for, 3, 4, 5, 10 seconds, and I'll get their information. I don't hear a word come out of it.
Yeah, me too. It confuses this old man. So, have you been up to anything fun at all?
I wish. I had to reclaim my car from the shop yesterday after the starter motor went out.
Oh, geez, sorry to hear that. Cars and women, they're always giving us trouble, eh?
Yeah, but of the two, one of them's manageable.
Yeah, you're right, but I'm not sure which one.
I've never managed to figure that one out myself either, because it seems to me like it switches on a day-to-day basis.
Hey, that makes sense. Hey, Paul, go ahead.
Interest, KF8DPZ, when he transmits, I get I get electrical noise in the background. I don't get it when you do, Ricky.
Well, that's interesting. I was listening to a couple guys earlier, and it seemed like one of them I'd get this kind of sound and just kind of wipe out the audio kind of thing. And on you, I think it was always nice and clear, so I ain't sure what's going on. Usually DMR's pretty good, or at least on my end, but it seems to be a little goofy today.
Well, I'm not sure what would be causing a noise problem coming from me. I've got a clean power supply over here and all that kind of stuff. This might be something in the area, piggyback or something like that. And you need to update your radio ID database. I do have a new call sign. It's November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. And I'm going by that one that you called out before.
Yeah, and I didn't hear your audio sounds real nice over here, Cliff. And I got to do the same. It seems like I'm constantly updating the database there. Where my hotspot, when I'm down in the room there and I got my hotspot going, that thing has everybody's info all the time. So I'm starting to think instead of uploading the databases there, I'm just going to start carrying around the hotspot with me.
Trying to think, maybe we lost Paul, but basically the thing that I do is over at I think it's at Radio ID, you can actually generate a correct CSV file for your contacts depending on your radio, and then you can just import everything that you selected into your radio instead of having to do it by hand.
Yes, slowly, and repeat your new call sign, please.
Oh, good. I'm glad we didn't lose you there, Paul. The new call sign is November 8, Charlie, Alpha, Foxtrot. Copy?
I'll say again how you update it. I thought I updated my hotspot yesterday. When I reinstalled the hotspot, I downloaded a bunch of things. I'll try it again. If you repeat again how to do it slowly, you're talking to an older person, and then maybe even Ricky. KC8MXG standing.
As far as how to do it, that is like hotspot specific and radio specific and all that, and I don't have any hotspots. I haven't got into that part of the hobby yet, so I wouldn't even know how to make it do it. I do know how to do it on a couple of radios. Basically, you just go through the CPS, and you find the entry that needs to be corrected. You correct it, save it, upload it to the radio. That much I can tell you, and again, that's radio model specific as well.
At 662, I'll try to do it on that if you repeat how to do it.
If you're talking about doing a hotspot, I have no idea how to do that. If you need my call sign again, it's November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. I just, all I'm going to ask you is, what model hotspot or what model radio are you trying to do this on?
I wouldn't go past the hotspot. I can reach the Novi tower easily, but I'm fooling around with a hotspot just to see when I get up north to use that. If I wanted to update it into my radio, VTEC 662, how would I do it?
A general overview on that would be use your the customer programming software that works with that radio. And you would download what you have in your radio right now using the software on your computer, and then you would open up the digital contacts list, and then you would find me in it. And then, if I remember correctly, most of them, once you find my entry, you double-click it so that you can open it for editing, and then you just find the text field where my call sign is and change it from my old one to my new one. That's the basics of how just about every radio I pulled it. That's how they do it.
Go off the air right now and try that, and maybe I'll give it a bump in a little while and see if I did it correctly. Appreciate the response and information. KC8MXG, clear.
You're absolutely welcome, Paul. I hope you have yourself a fine afternoon, and I hope that this works out for you as well. You still out there, Ricky?
Yep, I'm still here, and good luck, Paul. It's a lot of fun playing with. for us older guys, it gives us something to do, something to keep us busy all the time. Cliff, that's good you're helping folks out there. It's like I said, I think I doubled with you a little bit there. I apologize, but I do the same thing, go to Radio ID every once in a while, or Radio ID, and do the CSV file, and but I've only been doing it every few months kind of thing, and it seems like there's an awful lot of new DMR numbers all the time because, like I said, my hotspot's gone all the time, so I don't know. It references the Internet, apparently. But the radio, a week after I've uploaded it, I got a bunch of just DMR numbers kind of thing. I go, shoot, I got to do it again already. T-A-W-O-J.
Yeah, Rick, that whole, oh, man, I got to do it again already. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to get in the routine of doing this like once a month, like the first weekend of the month. I'm going to go in and regenerate a new CSV file and upload it to the radio because I've got I got like 5 or 6 radios that do digital that I have to do it with. And it's like, you know, I can easily spend a couple hours programming these things if I'm not careful. And it's CAF.
Yes, sir, I'm in the same boat. yeah, you can spend a whole lot of time doing that. And I thought, you know, 3 of them are all any tones there, so I thought, okay, I can just interchange the information from one to the other, but turns out you can't do that. I came with 2 of them, but the third one there, it's I've got to do that one separately, but it's no big deal. And the more we do it, the better, the quicker we get at it.
It is definitely true, but there comes a point in time where practice becomes, well, annoying. When you're having to do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So that's why I settle on once a month to make sure I don't forget how, but it's rare enough to where I'm not spending all my time updating things.
Yes, sir, I'm right there with you, except I'm not disciplined enough to do it every month. I end up doing it every 3-4 months or more. Too lazy, I guess. So are you playing, have any kind of role in the SET on Saturday?
Whatever role I'm going to have in that, I don't know yet. I'm not going to find out until that morning. So all I know right now is basically I just get my stuff together for it and make sure that I'm available and on the air by 8 a.m.
Oh, okay, that's kind of cool. Even though I live in Oakland County, I've been listening to the last couple of times, I think. I've been listening to Tim McComb. I was enjoying listening to them guys getting ready for it last fall kind of thing. And I got to a virtual deployment kind of thing, which I enjoyed the heck out of, rather than just sit there and listen. It was pretty nice. So they deployed me somewhere, and I actually went on to Google Maps and took, you know, got the pictures of the area there, just so I knew where I was supposed to be going. And I didn't think of it. I should have downloaded the picture and sent it to them.
That sort of thing, that's one of the reasons we do this twice a year, is we're practicing for just in case the real thing ever actually happens. And it's like, okay, just, you know, make a note to yourself for later, okay, hang on to that because I might need that information. You know, I'm doing the same thing. I'm making notes. You know, what do I do? What do I not do? You know, what equipment do I need? Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, and it was kind of interesting because they were on, I believe it was the Mount Clemens repeater, but they were also on, what was it, Statewide 3, I think, or something like that for a while, which was kind of interesting. I could, you know, have the both VFO tuned to each one kind of thing and hear what's going on and check-ins in the other and deployments on the other. It was very cool. And then I think halfway through the set or something, the state, came in and told them, okay, you got to shut down the DMR. So they shut down and everything moved to the Mount Clemens, which went really smoothly. I was really impressed.
I was, too. I wasn't doing any DMR at that point in time, either. I was strictly analog, so I didn't have DMR on my side on that or anything like that. But, yeah, that was part of it was that fictionally we lost the DMR network in the middle of it, and we got knocked all the way back down to analog. I was like, okay, well, I can deal with that. I've got analog here. I'm good.
Yeah, like I say, it's even fun listening to it here on this end kind of thing, and I'm glad I found out when it was, because I'd have been a little upset next week if I had to, you know, hear people talking about it and know that I missed it.
Listening to it is always good, too, because that's another way to learn how things are done, is to listen to other people do it. Because I'm usually up that late. I don't know if you've heard of the Southeast Michigan Traffic Network. It's part of the National Traffic System from ARRL. 10:15 p.m. every night, they have a net where they do, they pass radio grants, and you can learn how to do it just by listening to them.
I'll be darned, they're still doing that. I remember when I first got my license, I was scanning and all that, and I'd run into that every night, and I thought it was incredible how they do the way they do that. Rather than just saying the sentence, they spell everything out, and I thought, man, oh, man, I'd lose focus right away unless it was just a short one-sentence little thing for me. But it was pretty good. I think somebody even sent me a message that way out. It was quite a while before I ended up getting it. I seemed like I was off the air for a short time, and when I came back on, there was a message there. But it's a really neat thing to be able to send messages that way.
It is when you think about it, because you can even get the, it's even possible to get the last mile delivery out of these guys sort of thing. You're sending a message to somebody's house, and this person's not even a ham. And what you would end up doing is you would send your radiogram, and it would get relayed to somebody who was close enough to actually fill out the last copy of the message form and take that handwritten copy and personally deliver it by hand to that person's address. Or send a stamp and drop it in the mail. But, yeah, there's a, things are really messed up. The radio might be the only way it's going. So, yeah, you can get a message almost anywhere in the country as long as you can get it to a ham radio operator who's close enough to the delivery point.
Yeah, that's right. I remember hearing a guy who gave a happy birthday message to somebody, and it had to get passed along, same kind of thing, to somebody close by and then drive it to the house. And I thought, man, these guys are really taking this hobby quite a ways there. I also, I can't remember what it was called, but I was sending a few emails through the radio. That was kind of interesting also.
They're still doing that, too. Software used for that is called WinLink. They call it Global Radio Email. And there are gateways around where you can use the client software and write up a message and address it to somebody, send it to an email address, send it to a call sign if they have an account. And you can either transmit it through a telnet session over the Internet or through a a packet session to a gateway, which will then, send it out. And if you wind up actually getting transmitted by radio back to the person at the other end, if that's how they hook up to get the WinLink. I'm still trying to get that kind of stuff working at this end. And at some point, I'm going to be driving either down into Detroit or out past Richmond to get close to a couple of other gateways where I can test my setup.
Yeah, you're right. It's WinLink. The old mine needs to... The info's in there, but I just can't seem to find it anymore. And I kind of enjoy, too, playing with the APRS beacon and all that kind of stuff, and then jumping on the, APRS.fi on the Internet. And you can see the map, and you can see everybody moving around in there, and, just click or hold your mouse over one of the places, and it'll tell you all about it kind of thing. It's just interesting as can be. I was watching some ships going through the rivers here, and you could click and find out, a little bit about the ships. We have a lot of toys to play with. It's just amazing.
Yes, it is. I have never, unfortunately, successfully gotten APRS to work with the one radio I have that is capable of the analog version of it. It did it once correctly, one time, and then after that, it just wouldn't do it anymore. I'm just going, well, what the, all right, I'm tossing this aside. I get other things I got to worry about right now.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, I don't have any of the mobiles put in the car kind of thing, so I always run it from home, and it just stays in a stationary position, so it's, you don't get to see it running around on the map and all that kind of stuff, but it's kind of nice. I might have to get on there and do that again. Even if you don't get the APRS up and running for your beacon running, you can still load the APRS.fi page, off the Internet and check out what's going on. Like I said, you can watch big ships, freighters going through the. Of course, you can't see that kind of stuff. Obviously, it's a map, but you can just click on it and it'll tell you about the ship and all that. It's just doggone cool. KEHWOJ.
And it's, you actually just gave me an idea because, I'm over, I'm 10 miles from the Mount Pleasant repeater, and so basically I'm not too far from the Lake St. Clair shoreline and not too far from the rivers. And every now and then I like to just be over on the shoreline and, watch the ships passing through and things like that. Like up in Algonac State Park, the state campground that's up there and whatnot, you can actually park right on the shoreline and watch the ships pass. And, basically, you just made me realize something that I have the marine frequencies programmed into a number of my radios that can handle it. you can actually park over there and listen to them chatter if you wanted to.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that. Seems to me I got a couple of my first handhelds were Chinese radios and that had like 999 channels on it. You know, well, there's just not that many readers that I put in there, kind of thing. So I set up different sections in groups of 100, kind of thing. And it seemed to me I put a whole bunch of marine frequencies in there and the Coast Guard station and all that kind of stuff, so I could listen to that stuff. I think one or two of them does air also, so I hear some of the planes coming out of Metro, kind of thing. It seemed like a million years ago, I was a rough carpenter, and we did some built a couple houses over there in Algonac, and it was always nice to see, you know, those big old things going through the river there, and every once in a while, we'll take a little bit of time off and go sit along the river kind of thing and watch stuff go by. I kind of miss that. And the old smelt runs in Port Huron.
It is definitely cool just watching the ships go by. It's going to be even cooler when you can listen to them and stuff like that. The only thing to remember is that while you don't need a license to transmit on marine frequencies, that only applies if you're on the water. If you're on land, you have to have a special license for it. The restrictions are so tight. Basically, it's only given to, like, you know, the sheriffs, the harbor masters, and stuff like that, so they can talk to the boats. If you are not on the water, you don't talk on the marine frequencies. So when I loaded those into my handhelds, basically I locked out the transmitter on, so that all you can do is listen. That's when nobody pushes that PTT by accident.
Well, that's an excellent idea. I got to look and see if I can do the same thing. If they're still on there, I'm not even sure they're still on there anymore. I got too many radios to program.
I know that feeling all too well.
And the worst part is finding the right cable for that radio. I got a guy with cables, and I wasn't bright enough to. And you think I would know better? I worked on machines for, you know, the car companies and stuff, and designed, you know. And I know stuff should be labeled, you know, wire numbers and different kinds of stuff. So I should have been labeling things all along, but I don't. So I end up having to go through and look on Google and cable for this radio, and then they tell me the cable numbers, and then I go through the numbers on the cables and find the right one. So it adds a little extra time to the programming.
Does, and as long as you don't mix them in that box of all the other oddball extra cables you got laying around the house, you might be okay. Now, my trick for that is if I've got a radio that's got a programming cable that is kind of dedicated to it, and most of the ones I buy they come with, I will plug that cable in and leave it plugged into that radio wherever it is installed so I don't ever have to go looking for it. I just tuck it out of the way and get it out when I need it.
Yep, I got two mobiles mounted in a kind of a small bookcase kind of thing that I turned into a little radio mount kind of stuff. Keep the radio stuff, a couple of radios and some of the radio goodies in there and some books on the radio and antennas and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I do the same thing. Those are mounted in place, and I just leave the programming cable on them. So all I got to do is find the other end and plug it in the computer. That I can handle, but grabbing that wad of cables here and kind of find the right one for the other radios and sometimes drives me a little crazy, crazier.
For me, that got old so fast. I'm just like, okay, I'm keep opening the box trying to find the correct cable, and I just connect it to the radio and leave it there. And basically at this point now, there's only two cables that I don't keep connected to anything. One of them is my K-plug cable, because all of the handhelds that I have so far use a K-plug style cable, and they all respond to the same one, so I'm good that way. And the other cable I have, just in case I need it, is actually a 6-foot USB-A extension cable, so that if, you know, if I don't have enough cord to reach from the computer to the radio where it's mounted, you know, with just the stock cable, I can add 6 more feet and make it easy.
Cool, that's a good idea. And cage plugs, kind of thing. I got I think 3 radios that use that kind of thing. And I always know right away if I have the wrong cable because I go to send it and it goes, no communication, can't find the radio. Oops, wrong cable.
That is exactly why I try to keep it where they all use the same thing, or as much as possible anyways. But anyways, Ricky, it's been great chatting with you. I got a couple things that I got to go do before the clock runs out on me. And with that, as I said, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. I'm going to say 73s and all the good numbers to you. And this is NACAF, and I'll be clear after your final. Listening out.
Okay, Cliff, always great catching up with you. You have a good one today, and I hope everything goes well, and you stay safe. And hopefully catch you later, not too much later. Enjoy talking with you. Have a good one, KE8WOJ. I'll be clear.
CAF. NADBF. Mobile.
NADBF, NAWRO, Richmond.
I hit send on my response email to you about 10 seconds before I hit the PPT on this. So I'm not sure how I did that. I apologize.
Yeah, excellent. I've got it. No problems. And like I said, welcome aboard.
Well, thanks for having me, and I know Anthony's excited too, so we'll be around. We'll be playing radio.
All righty, and I do take it you guys are going to try to play Saturday morning for the set.
Anthony will be up north, but I think he's bringing an all-star node. I'll be around. I just don't know if I'm going to have all my kids or not, but if we got to go for a drive or whatever, we can. Or, I mean, I don't know what it entails yet, but I do have an FBI repeater sitting next to my radio, so I can as well.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be using your Almont mode there. Node, I should say. Yeah, you can do it anyway. As long as you just check in, you can even do home deployed and simulate a deployment, or you could go in the field for just a few hours. You don't have to spend the whole time. As long as you check in and then, you know, maybe do something, whether it's simulated or just, or, you know, even actual, if John gives you a task. Kids can come with you. That's fine. If you're okay with it. And then you can check out early and at any time. And we still get credit.
Perfect. Yep, I can do something, no doubt. Whether I go, I might even go up towards Emily and do some hunting, which I know my repeater covers that area, so I can do that. I can bring the kids to tell whatever you guys need. I'm around this weekend, so I can help out.
Copy that. And I'm sure you understand that the 7.2 and FBI will be linked, so that'll work out fine. And then if you check in, just remember to check out because we'll be doing a roll call at the end of the set, and it gets problematic if you don't check out. But we appreciate it. Again, welcome aboard, and we'll talk soon. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, after you.
Copy that. One quick thing before I let you go is I don't know that I've published my repeater frequency anywhere. Do you know it? Or do you need it?
It's on the dashboard, 442.125, positive, offset. Yeah, we've got it.
I didn't think about that. Okay. The only difference from the other FBI machines is it's not a 123 PL, it's a 1072.
Okay, good. Copy that. That might be what I had missing. And I do have one of the other members. He's up by you, and he may have to do the home deployed thing, too. He's actually got the call sign right in front of mine, November 8, Whiskey Romeo November, and he may take the availability of your repeater in order to do the same thing. So greatly appreciate it. NAWRO, I'll be clear.
By all means, that's what it's there for. Use and abuse it. I put it up because there wasn't a whole lot of coverage right there. So please share with whoever is up my way and tell them to use the crap out of it. All right. Well, look forward to it, and I'll keep an eye out if you need anything else from me. NATBF.
Hey, VCW. It's KC8MXG calling. K8VCW. K8VCW, stand by, Paul. K8VCW to K8MXG. Paul, you still there?
I'm just checking to see. I had a request to update my contact list, and I did, and I was trying to see if it was coming in correctly, but I see I did something wrong, and now I'm only getting radio ID numbers, no call signs. So I got to go back to the drawing board.
Oh boy, one thing after another. Once you get it all taken care of, though, you'll be pretty happy with it. I know I have been since I sorted through all the gremlins with mine, but keep at it and let me know if you want to test again. I'll be around for a little while anyway. Nothing heard on my last transmission. K8BCW, stand by.
I tried to clear it. All I'm getting is one bar. I don't know what's happening. KC8MXG, clear.
NADBF, NADBF, KC8KGO.
KC8MXG, that's me.
K8FQN, 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 NADBR on statewide 1.
This is Kilo Foxtrot East, Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot East, Echo Tango Quebec.
Hi, Darren, it's Brian, NADBR.
How's it going over there?
Well, I just got home from work, just walking in the door. I'm all right, I guess.
Why do you guess that you're all right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of depressed. All kinds of weird stuff. We got a real good friend of ours, and she's dying in the hospital, and they just put her in hospice today. Just a sad day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then it sounds like you're sad, not okay or fine or whatever you said. Are you at least looking forward to the ARPSG event this weekend?
You still there, Darren? Yeah, I don't have no signal from you, Darren. I'm just sitting here listening. Any VZR, we're listening.
I had asked earlier, are you at least happy about this site event that we have going on this weekend? Yeah, I posted that on Discord. That came from the email that I received earlier today, so that's what I'm going off of.
Do you think they're going to send us out in the field?
I sure as heck hope I'm not staying home. I also don't really know what there is that I can do from home to begin with.
My radio says I'm on statewide 1. Am I on statewide 1 right now?
Yeah, N8WRO. Hey, guys. Brian, for a second there, you did split over to FBI, but you guys are good now. Yeah, I mean, unless the boss pulls any tricks that I don't know about, yeah, you guys are deployed. It doesn't matter, like I was telling you, Brian, it doesn't matter if you're not a level 1. But, heck, Darren, what do you got? Are you a 2? Isn't that it?
I think I got everything done for level 1, but I don't have no signatures. I got to get to my, I got to keep forgetting to bring my book so I can get some sign-offs. Who can sign me off? Would that be Tim or Mike or Dave? I guess those three. Are there other people that could sign off? Over.
I'm sorry, Brian. I might have doubled with you. Say again, please.
Yeah, I said, that I keep forgetting to bring my book to get it signed off. I think I got everything done for level 1. I need to get my book signed off. Who can sign me off? I know you can, Tim, right? And then there's Mike and Dave, and is there anybody else that can do the sign-offs? Over.
Yeah, then John, the training manager. Yeah, so those four, and out of those four we can handle it. But again, just remember, the set is independent of the task book. Any ham can participate in the set. And in fact, we're looking for outside hams, people in Macomb County, hams in Macomb County that aren't members of our group, and they're certainly welcome to join. So, yeah, get a hold of me next meeting, really, Brian, and we'll just take care of you. If it's not me, it'll be somebody else, but I'm always there. Send it over to Darren next. Go ahead, Darren.
Okay, Darren, 73's to you, and 73's to Tim. I'm going to back off, too, because I just walked in the door, and I got to feed the dogs and stuff. So we'll be on the radio listening. Any DZR, we're listening.
Copy that. You both have a good night. 73. N8WRO. Clear as well.
Kilo Fox 8 Alpha Tango Charlie Monterey.